Let me see it. Make every minute worth it, babe. This for Arsha, babe. I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Made me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't.
You're listening to the Three Guys On podcast with Randolph Terrence, Andy Klein, and Tim Miller. They're just trying to raise a daughter.
Hey, Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
What? And we are Three Guys On. And we're all in the house today. We got a special guest sitting in with us. We've talked about her a lot. Now y'all are going to get to hear her for yourself. Put your hands together. Welcome to the mic. The effervescent. Erin Jackson.
Hello, hello.
We gotta have like fake applause or something.
By the way, we came with this song because Erin wanted the dick sucking song. He specifically,
this might not be the dick sucking song.
I didn't know it was a dick sucking song until Erin told me.
My favorite song, and then I said, "Don't play it because people are gonna think that I picked it."
Exactly.
Okay. I do that.
Exactly. But don't you want people to think that?
Yeah.
You want people to at least think it. You want people to think it, at least.
That's not why I picked it, though. I picked it because I like it.
Oh, that is why you picked it. You like the dick sucking song. Anything wrong with that?
It's okay.
I like the dick sucking song. I do like that song a whole lot.
It's about kissing, isn't it?
She got lipstick on his leg, though.
Kissing it.
I mean, she might have big lips.
Really
big lips.
Some big lips.
Why does he got an old lady ring on?
I want to meet her.
Did you notice his old lady ring?
Who, Usher?
Yeah, he has.
We're watching the video now.
Isn't he married to an old lady?
No, not anymore.
Oh, he was.
No, he needed. He needed that in his music.
Yeah, he likes old ladies. He's got. I think he's got a mommy thing.
Yeah, he does. Because his mom is his manager.
Manager. And
she wasn't his mom.
He's got my grown up daughter in this video.
She does kind of look like your kid.
She does.
Yeah, how does that make you feel?
Her hair is
hate
not
that,
red.
Man.
But she's not really doing anything in the video. I mean,
she's actually not doing anything, just withering. She's cute. It's the freckles. I'm like, red bone with freckles.
I mean, the green lipstick on your leg wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter. You wouldn't be able to see that. Not my leg.
Not your legs?
Too dark.
What you think of Usher? You find him as being an attractive dude and all that?
Now?
Was he asking? Were you asking Tim?
You?
Yeah, I'm asking. No, I'm looking at him.
I do.
Why did I steal that answer?
What's going on?
Yeah.
You know he likes old ladies? He does seem to like old
ladies. Well, that's not why I'm not going to date Usher, because he likes old ladies. I mean,
and he only
even
likes
if he liked PYTs, it wouldn't.
I've never seen him with a young girl.
You wouldn't date Usher?
No, I'm saying he's not going to.
I think he was with Chili for a minute, too. She's older than him.
Well, I'm saying, like, people do that. They'd be like, oh my gosh, Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, they do.
He's gay. That's why I'm not going to be with him. I'm like, that's why you're not going to marry a Vanderbilt. Yeah. That's why.
Is that why?
Otherwise,
I'd marry Anderson Cooper.
Is that
why? Oh, he'd probably.
He's handsome too.
He's a good looking guy. Pretty good. A little pretentious, but.
My man crushes that dude from.
Explain this to me.
On the news. He's on MSNBC.
Is it Anderson Cooper?
No, he's on
Thomas
MSNBC.
Roberts.
No.
This guy goes overseas
Don Lemon. A lot. Not Don Lemon.
Richard Engel?
Richard Engel, is that the dude?
He's the foreign correspondent.
Young white boy.
He's always in war.
He's not.
Yeah.
Young.
Square jaw.
Yeah, that dude's like my man crush. That motherfucker, man.
Really?
My wife
and he's a danger junkie, obviously.
Yeah. It's like
obviously.
One time he was doing an interview with some Iraqis or something. One of those brown people.
Pakistan.
And he didn't need a translator. He was doing it himself. Speaks the language, grew up there. He got kidnapped a year ago. He was like, he was mad he got away. I'm going to ask him this question. I said, if this motherfucker speaks, switches to the language, I'm going to walk out this room. And that's exactly what he does.
Did you take off your panties?
My panties were very wet.
Did you do like that Naughty by Nature video?
take them off and walk
to the bathroom and walk.
My panties were very wet.
You saw him in a green dicky suit.
Look at this. Listen, if he's about to interview this dude in this language. What?
What?
Was we talking in
I'm laughing because your, 5-year-old daughter is in the next room?
Yeah, 20 feet away.
Yeah.
It's 20 feet away.
She's going to be in an Usher video at some point.
Yeah.
Because of this podcast.
Da 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 da.
Tell me that beat's not hot, though.
That beat is hot. The beat is hot. I mean, the guy, he, musically, he knows what the hell he's doing. He's also about to act. He's about to play Sugar Ray Robinson.
Well, wasn't he in a movie?
He can act.
He was in a.
We'll find out.
He was in movies. He was in movies before. Yeah, he's been in movies.
That
before.
Little horrible kids movie he was in
when he was locked in a high school or whatever.
Yeah, that one.
That one is something else.
We ain't about to talk about that, are we?
He was in something.
Usher Takes Manhattan.
Yeah,
that was kind of shitty. I hated that one.
I think that's what it was. They did Usher Takes Manhattan 2, Electric Boogaloo. He did that one too. So
it's like in a horror movie too, wasn't he?
That's the one where he was in the school.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know what? Wait a minute. Another one.
There was another one. Yeah.
Him and Brandy were in one together, I think.
Wait, was that on? Was it an MTV production?
I don't. I'm
Did he do an
think.
MTV movie?
You don't like Brandy?
Probably with him and Tech?
No. I don't know why. I don't know when that switched. I think after that reality show.
Yeah.
I think that's when it switched.
That's when you stop liking most people, right?
Yeah. With when reality you know shows. Them, when you really
because I have
know
every
them.
Brandy album. Like I love her. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, me too.
Brandy?
Mm-hmm. She's underrated.
As a singer, yeah.
That.
She got two. I don't know.
I think she's better than Monica. Remember they did that song together?
Yeah.
She's a better singer than Monica.
That one song, The Boy Is Mine.
They did two songs. They just did a song like a year ago together again.
Really? Did they really?
Thing is hot.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How's Monica sound on it?
I guess good.
Just still.
Yeah. I love Monica too.
Her voice has been preserved for the last 10 years. She should sound fine.
No, she's been on the road. And she married Shannon Brown from LA Lakers.
One of her boyfriends
killed himself.
In front of her.
In front of her.
The motherfucker shot himself.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
So lay off, Andy.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's been through shit.
The pressure, man.
That's why her voice is preserved.
But she should have had
What do you think? I want to know that story. Yeah. Like, what will make you kill yourself like that?
In front of her?
In front of your...
Selfish.
Girlfriend that's, of course, a superstar. Maybe that's why. He couldn't handle that pressure.
I think he's one of your boy's brothers. Master P's brothers, I think. I think he was on Master P's Brothers. I think one of them.
He had 18.
Yeah, he got a bunch of
shit.
Them.
They all had, and they all had regular names too.
Yeah,
Kevin, Corey, Percy.
You know.
What were their names supposed to be, Tim?
I don't know.
Your name is Tim.
Speaking for Sean.
Daquan.
Well, my middle name, like your joke, by the way, which I was going to do. The joke you used to do about Michelle, Yvonne Obama.
No, yeah. Michelle.
Lavon.
Lavon.
Is it Lavon?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
L.A. capital V.
See, my middle name is Damon. So that's why. It's
my
like
middle name
Timothy?
Is Rashida.
Exactly.
So there.
Yeah, that's why your joke is
Terrence.
Funny.
Terrence.
I got Usher's IMDb here. Sugar Ray Leonard movie, by the way.
Sugar Ray Robinson.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know about him
Leonard?
And Sugar Ray.
Because I thought it was.
It's called Hands of Stone.
No, that's it's
Sugar Ray Leonard.
He plays Ray Leonard, but
so he also plays
about,
Sugar Ray Robinson.
No,
he's
I was
got
thinking,
all the sugars.
You're right about Sugar Ray Leonard, but I was thinking the movie is about Roberto Duran.
Okay, right.
And he plays Leonard when Leonard beats the shit out of him.
He was in Muppets Most Wanted.
Oh well.
All right,
that's good acting.
Scary movie,
but you got to go back to when he was first coming out and kind of
scary
hot.
Movie. Scary movie.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a scary movie.
Doing what?
Five.
Oh,
God. Oh.
You stopped watching after two.
Electric
Boogaloo. After two, yeah. After they went to that
Electric
house.
Electric Five, we Electric. Come alive.
He was in. He was
out
in
of sight.
Some Marvin Gaye movie.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Did he play Marvin Gaye? That must be.
It looks like he played Marvin Gaye. American Dreams. It's a TV series.
That sounds like American Dreams. That was that TV series that was on. Joe Torre was in it. Or Guy, excuse me. Guy was in that.
He was in The Faculty.
The Faculty.
John Stewart was in that movie, too. He was one of the teachers.
The Faculty?
Yeah. Before Daily Show.
Yeah. Way before.
Moesha, he was in several episodes.
Of course he was.
Of course.
He's got a pretty, he goes back to like 98 with his acting. He was in The Bold and the Beautiful.
How was he not in Red Tails? That's what Red Tails needed.
Usher.
A singer.
Pop locking.
They needed Usher.
This is the beginning of hip hop, guys. Man, you ain't going to get nowhere with that smut.
That's how every black movie
nothing could have been red like tails better.
Man has a line that's like that. Starts with that. Brother, you don't even has a line like that. So we invited Erin on to discuss her escapades at Last Comic Standing, but that's not the only reason. We brought Erin on because we've been trying for quite a long time to get Erin on. Erin happens to be in town headlining at the Improv. So now we're all jealous.
Headlining.
Hey!
So we're going
nah.
We're going to take 30 seconds to sit here in our jealousy.
Who else
I still don't know
jealous?
The words. I still don't know the words of that song. I've been there for 8 years.
Yeah.
I still don't know the words of that song.
That opening song.
The Jabraqua song. Hey! Hey.
Oh, I love that song. I used to run to that song.
Yeah. Yeah,
I do not know the words.
Hey, now people. Back Capricorn Day.
Yeah.
Sam Black.
I don't know the words. I
run to that. That song is like 6 minutes long. When I run to it, I'm like.
Is it?
Yeah. It's really long.
Oh, my gosh. No wonder they use that as the.
I remember that song that was in. It was a movie with Vote for Pedro.
Oh, Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, they have a Jamiroquai song in that. Remember when he dances?
I never watched that movie.
He had to do a dance. That's a Jamiroquai song.
I never watched that movie.
Canned Heat.
Too many white people said to watch it, so I said I
couldn't watch it.
Now I can't.
I've been like that. I've been like that.
Definitely
like,
can't watch it. It's too many white people saying like
shit. Yeah.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Did a black person get hung in the shit?
I guarantee you it's not that good.
Did a black person get hung in the shit?
Anytime 10 white people tell you something, it's amazing. It ain't good.
Yeah, beware that word, amazing.
Yeah, beware that word, man. People just throwing the shit around.
Amazing.
Nah, it's not that good.
Classic.
Or life-changing.
Life. Ooh, who said that to you? Life-changing?
Not about that movie.
Man, they own slaves. If you say life-changing to me, I'm going to assume you have three slaves.
And on that note, we've been trying to get Aaron on for a minute, and then you guys heard us when we had her on, our tens of fans. We discussed her joke.
Seven of you.
You speak so well, because Aaron does speak well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aaron does speak well. We've all worked together many times. So Aaron is blowing up. So how you been feeling with all the blowing up you're doing?
It's been great.
All the explosions.
I'm blown up. I guarantee nobody's heard of me.
Well, let's go back to Aspire, because you're on Aspire now.
I am.
Black Girl View.
Do you have Aspire?
Basically, yes.
You do?
I've seen you on it. My wife watches it, Black Girl
View.
Does
she really?
Yeah, she watches Black Girl View.
Is that what you call it? The Black Girl View?
Yes.
That's not the name of the show, literally.
You've never watched it?
I don't have it.
You don't have Aspire.
I don't have Aspire.
It's called Exhale.
It's called Exhale. Okay. On Aspire.
Yes. And I'll say it again. It's Black Girl's View.
It's Black Girl's View.
It's fun. We love doing it.
I'm not saying it's not fun.
But it's not hood like
it's not
what's
W.
Her name?
W.
T.I.'s wife's name. She had a view too.
Did she have one too?
She had a
Tiny
view.
Tiny had one?
It was hood. Greg Fitzsimmons used to.
VH1 or something like that?
I think it was.
Yeah. I was on MTV or VH1.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Tamar
show is different. Our show is it's me, Issa Rae, Melinda Williams.
You got to get back on what
I'm sorry. Issa Rae, The Misadventures of Awkward Black Girl. She's a producer, director, actor. Got a deal with HBO for a show coming out. She's amazing.
Melinda Williams,
the actor. Right. You remember her from
is it Soul Food, the TV show?
And right. I'm trying to think of that. The Wood.
In Color, where she ground her daughter's face on a. She's amazing in that show.
The Wood.
She looks so evil. Yeah. In that
what?
She actually tried.
Color, Law and Order. She ground her daughter's face. Ask her about it. She ground her daughter's face with a cheese grater.
Wait a minute.
She was so evil in that show.
Well, first of all, yeah, I mean,
she's lovely in real life.
Well, I watched Law and Order. That's okay. No. Because she was so good. She looked like he was like,
well, don't people do that? They go against
that means she's good.
On Law and Order. Tony Danza's like a Stone Cold Killer.
Rob Lowe's brother won an Emmy off that. Chad Lowe, the unknown Lowe.
The other Lowe.
He was on
Law and Order.
Down Low.
Yeah, the Down Low.
The Down Low.
Down Low Lowe.
Who else?
Oh, Renee Seiler. She used to co-host the early show on CBS.
Okay.
Angela Burt Murray. She is the former editor-in-chief of Essence Magazine. And me, with no credit
comedian?
Other than, I'm a comedian.
Comedian.
And,
funny person.
And yeah, and so.
Humorist.
We talk about topics. Like, our show's not like current events. It's topics directed. Okay. So we're talking about the criminal justice system, and we'll have a bunch of people on talking about that kind of thing.
So do you have to lend fun? Like, they expect you to be funny about everything?
You know what's funny? What's funny? I'm not the only funny one, so it's good. Like, I don't have to just be funny. I can actually talk about things that matter.
Right.
Issa's hilarious. Everybody's funny.
No, so you weren't brought there to be the...
No, I mean, like,
you weren't brought there to be the smart Sherry Shepherd.
Right.
I was not.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I would think smart Sherry Shepherd?
Yeah, because that cheese... Look, you're not going to say it, and that's fine. I understand that. I'll say it. I'll speak for all three of us. She is the dumbest... Every time I watch her, I'm like,
you speak for yourself. I might work with her.
Good Lord.
I'm just saying.
You're going to burn that bridge.
You burn the bridge.
Well, she's off the show now, by the way.
She's going to be doing more stand up.
Her and Jenny McCarthy.
What's
just the Whoopi Goldberg show.
Lucky us. It's
the
Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Barbara's out. The Republican is on Fox.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah.
Republican girl is on
She's
Fox.
She's the only one left. I wonder if they're going to get somebody really quick, or are they going to launch it just with Whoopi?
Whoopi don't give a shit. She's, I'm to the wheels fall off, bitches. I'm not going nowhere.
Well, they people I tune went from, in. People
came
tune
from Broadway
in for Whoopi.
To movies.
I know.
They
I
ain't
do.
Tuning in for Sherry and no. Jenny McCarthy. They dumb.
So who else? Like Amy Poehler? Would they get?
No, they
like
need
that?
somebody opposing.
They don't have anybody opposing now. They didn't.
No.
They need a Republican, a young Republican blonde.
They should get a man.
Well, that's all of them.
They might. They've been having nothing but men co-hosts. Greg Anthony.
Really? Greg Anthony coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, Rancic, Bill Rancic. I DVR it, so I'm very up on my view.
Maybe, Chris, really maybe it, Chris Bussard can come on.
Chris Brown.
Chris Bussard.
I hate Chris Bussard so
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why he'd be perfect for it.
Much.
Yeah. My opinion is...
Ohio.
I saw him getting fired up about gay marriage, him and LZ Granderson.
That's what I mean. That's what. That's why he should be.
I was like, I really don't like you right now, Chris. Yeah. I really don't like you.
That's when you hate people.
You sound awfully ignorant.
It's when you really get talking. To know them.
Yeah.
I'm realizing that. Like,
stop
just
talking.
You just said with Brandy. Like, I didn't hate Brandy until she did that reality show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
so
like
that's
you.
When you I think that's when you when you get to know them for real, like, oh, you think that shit.
Yeah. But I think we can all safely say that. We, none of us liked Ray J, though, from the time he was a small
you
child.
You know what?
Did you like Ray J when he was Brandy's
brother?
You didn't even say it. Oh, Brandy's brother.
Brandy's
Remember
brother.
When he was just dancing in videos and we were like, why is that dude dancing in the video?
He was when he was on Moesha, I was like, oh, he's her brother. He's playing, like, he played like her brother. Or, like,
he played her brother, yeah. But
yeah. But, yeah, I'm not a fan of, because I don't get the Ray J mystique. Like, I really.
There ain't no mystique.
But there is no mystique. That's the mystique
gets,
of Ray J.
He has the baddest girlfriend,
let
and everybody loves
why,
Ray J. Like, I don't know why
Ray J. Whoever was Ray J's PR when he first came out.
He's the boy Mayweather's girlfriend.
And he wanted to separate himself from Brandy. His PR person was like, no. We want you to sell yourself as Brandy's brother. And everybody was like, ain't you Brandy's brother? He was like, yeah, Brandy's brother. I'm fucking your girl, by the way. He fucked Kim Kardashian before she was popular.
He made her Kim Kardashian.
He made her. Yes, exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. We might all be missing something.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, I saw the tape.
Know
I mean, I get that part.
He's just
in general.
I do know he's got a dick like a donkey.
She's got a dick. You must have saw
it. Is that all it takes?
Extra video.
Well, I'm just saying that's
part.
I mean...
In the video. I mean, you see it.
I saw it, but I didn't see it.
You didn't see the. Oh.
I saw it for free. That's why. Maybe I should pay to see it.
You didn't pay.
Maybe I need to pay.
The CGI
some
version.
Some shit I didn't
see.
Day.
You got to see the whole thing.
I saw the whole. I saw a lot of it when they were on the pool.
I saw a lot of it too.
I saw him in the bed. And how horrible she is.
Yeah, she's horrible.
She is
horrible in bed.
She just laid there.
She's horrible.
With her old nose too.
Old nose.
Her old nose.
That was pre. That was pre-surgery nose.
That was before she made millions off the sex tape.
Maybe.
Oh,
maybe.
And that's when she got the nose done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what his wedding present was?
That ass was real, though.
You know what his wedding present was? 3 months' salary off the tape.
He I thought it was 1 month.
3 months' salary. Three.
It's like 40 grand he gave her or something.
That's his wedding present.
Because they still
to
make
who?
Money.
Kanye and...
He gave him a present?
Money off,
he's a
off
troll.
Their sex
You're
tape.
Kidding, right?
Yeah.
See, Ray J, that was his whole thing. Like, that's the girl for him that
he
got away.
He still loves that girl hard.
Yeah.
Like, desperately.
Or he's lustful.
Yeah.
I think every guy has the girl you're like, God damn, I fucked that up. I fucked that up bad.
That's why he's writing songs about
That's
it.
Why he's
I hit
songs.
It. I hit it first. I'm like,
it's
why
like
are you so,
being an adult.
So whack.
We're wrapped up into her. Y'all weren't married. Well, y'all ain't got nothing together besides this sex tape.
You gotta think, too, that tape was the best sex they had.
Oh, yeah. Right, because like, they
why would you market the worst?
So
she was in top form on that tape.
Yeah.
Like she's actually worse than that,
she
probably.
Was in top form on the bottom. Just laying there.
Just laying there.
Ray J. Saying that a lot.
Ooh, baby.
I was ashamed for women.
You know, Kanye don't care. Kanye is such a narcissist. He don't give a
He's like, are you right. here?
I don't
even care if you. What are you talking about? She's really good.
He doesn't
good.
Even need her, per se. She's a doll to him, is what I think.
Chloe's good. Wait a minute. What's her name?
He just does it by himself.
Yeah. No. He just. Look, I'm going to start, and you just come on in when you're ready.
He jerks off in front of her.
He pulls up his own videos
like
on YouPorn.
Like Homeland. He pulls up his own videos on YouPorn.
Bitches leave. I gotta be alone.
I gotta be alone.
I'm writing here.
I'm writing. So how is Aspire going?
It's good. It's a small network, so we're hoping to be on more cable carriers soon.
Mm-hmm.
We're only on a few. We're
How's the money? The money good?
Man. The money is...
Is it black money?
It's green. It's green
money.
Well, black money... If you've ever been paid by BET.
Did they give them all rush cards?
Well, if you've ever been paid by BET, like, I've gotten some BET money in the past, and it's not.
Hey,
you're like,
I'm
you're
doing
like
it
I don't
for
think
the exposure.
This is the amount of what I'm supposed to be getting.
It's a wonderful experience that I do, and I meet a lot of great people and have great co-hosts, and the money pays bills.
We might need to change up the question scheme going on.
Lord have mercy.
She might get in trouble
me.
Soon.
Don't tag me in this when you
post. She's going to get in trouble soon.
I love Aspire. I think it's great what they're doing. Did I say that?
You did. You did say that. It's a wonderful
network. It's your boss, Magic Johnson?
Yes.
Oh, it's Magic Johnson's boss.
Owns
okay.
It, yeah.
You're a great boss, cool. Magic Johnson. I saw some of the comedy thing. I didn't see yours, but I did turn on TV one day. Leanne was on.
Yeah. Oh, I taped that same day.
Leanne Lord.
So yeah. You and Leanne taped the same day?
Yeah.
It was Leanne.
It's great.
Leanne.
No, Leanne was great.
Yo, yes.
Oh, Jay. Does she do
that? Was done
Jay
by
Phillips?
Jay Phillips.
Yeah. Bob Sumner did that. That,
yeah,
does,
Bob
that
Sumner,
did Jeff Jam.
Yeah.
Oh, are
did
they
a
doing
stand up show for Aspire?
Oh, they're doing a little stuff. Okay.
Yeah. That's, they did one. Like, they had one show, it was all clean comedy.
Mm hmm.
And then they had one where it was like regular.
Regular.
Oh, they did? I thought it was all clean.
Well, they had one that was they billed as clean. I was reading the synopsis of it because I wasn't going to hang in. I can't watch comedy like that anymore.
Yeah, no, I understand.
But I was going to hang in. I was like, oh, they're doing a little block of comedy. Let me see what the first one was like, all clean. That's table. And then there was the one
grease.
That Leanne was on, which wasn't particularly clean or neither clean nor dirty, I don't think. I think it was just, it's the table. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
It's not going to break.
It's not going to break, girl. I'm scared.
What are you doing to the table?
What's going
it's
on?
Just the,
it just it goes
just
side to
where
side.
Where
you need some WD-40 under there.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just where the screws connect to the wood. It's a whole table. Mm. That's all. And
it's
then,
got character.
There was another one. I think Red Grant was on that one.
Oh, shit.
A lot of DC people.
Yeah.
A lot of DC.
Eddie
yeah.
Bryant was on it.
Oh, because of whatchamacallit. Because of Bob Sumner.
Yeah.
He's in there.
Yeah, well, Def Jam had a ton of DC. Oh, like back 20
yeah,
years back.
All Teddy Carpenter,
all the DC comics.
Andy Klein.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Klein.
Andy Klein was
on. Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle.
Andy Klein.
Tony Woods. Has Tony Woods done it?
He did Def Jam, I think.
He did Def Jam.
Yeah.
He did Def Jam.
Murdered Def Jam. He did Def Jam a couple times.
Two or three times, yeah.
He also opened for Chappelle.
No, did he?
Yeah, I talked to him about it.
At Radio City?
At Radio City, yeah.
Oh, this
when,
time?
Recently?
Yeah. Yeah, I talked to him
was
about
it every night? Was he with him every night?
I think he was a host every night.
That's awesome.
Lipton introduced Tony.
James Lipton?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Him and Chappelle are really good friends. I don't know how that worked out, but.
Yeah.
Well, his Behind the Actor Studio was classic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I toured with him last year for
where,
a little bit.
Did you see the one where Chappelle came back and did Lipton's for 2200th episode, I think?
He interviewed Lipton.
Oh, no.
Did you see that one? Yeah. Lipton asked him to come back and interview him. So
no, I didn't see
Chappelle that. Got all this shit out of him, like how Lipton was a pimp for a time in France.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. He's,
I have not seen that.
But in France, he's like, I'm not so much a pimp as they call him a
facilitator.
Yeah, facilitator. Yeah, facilitator. Yeah. You go find the girl. In France, the guy works for the girl. The girl doesn't work for the guy.
Oh, he's an agent.
She pays you money. Yeah, and you go get them. Because he was out of money and he knew he liked to hang around prostitutes.
Being pimped by an agent.
Lipton
that's
was
not foreign.
Well, who doesn't like hanging
Lipton
around prostitutes?
Yeah, I know.
I think it's more of a question of do prostitutes like hanging around you?
You, yeah.
I think we all like hanging around prostitutes.
You should have seen Chappelle's face. He was like, are you just going to drop that you were a pimp like nothing?
Just like nothing? Like, just going to roll on through that, huh?
Like nothing? I wasn't a pimp. I wasn't a pimp.
Nah, dog, you was a pimp. We'll give you the title.
It's like, what if we had the girl? She came out from behind the studio. James, my mech.
This is your life.
Yeah, so you did work with Chappelle briefly.
I did, briefly.
Yeah. How'd you like
briefly.
It?
It was, I mean, I've never had better crowds to perform for because they were hot. They hadn't seen Dave Chappelle in years,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
So that was, I mean, it was great to be on tour with him for a little bit, a little Southern tour last summer when he was warming up for Oddball. Yeah,
just you sure. And him?
Anyone? Just me and him.
What'd you do, like 20 minutes?
Yeah, 20 minutes up front. He had like a celebrity DJ who'd have like Ninth Wonder or whoever, you know.
Oh, nice.
Open the show, you know, before the show.
Yeah.
And then just me and then him.
How did you get that call? Was it
Man,
just like
it was
out
so
of
random.
Nowhere?
It was very random.
Right.
It was, I don't know how well in advance he started the tour or planned the tour, but he was starting it in Richmond. And I got a call from my manager. He was just going to get me tickets to the show. Mm-hmm. He said, you want to go see Dave? I said, sure. And then like later that day, I got a call. Hey, do you want to open for Dave? They don't have an opener yet. It was two shows in Richmond. So mm-hmm. I did them. Mm-hmm. And then the next day they called me and said, do you want to go out? They hadn't booked an opener yet.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, I mean, that never
That's
happened,
nice.
Right?
Were they waiting? Were they waiting, like going to each city and just try to find somebody?
Well, I think maybe he, I don't know, like maybe he just hadn't called anybody yet and he needed somebody and then he was going to, but he ended up filling in with somebody after a couple dates. He did that because I had to, it was when my show Aspire started and there was a date and I said, well, I have to miss these two dates because I have to go to Atlanta for my premiere and I was going to come back to them, but then they filled it in and kept the person.
Yeah, well, he might have already had
somebody. Or had somebody. I mean, I'm sure it was somebody great. From I don't even know who it was.
He found someone who didn't have a TV show.
Didn't have a TV show on Aspire. Somebody who's still hungry. Somebody who's still hungry.
No, I'm sure it was somebody that was not still hungry and really famous already.
Could have been, what's his name? Greg Barnes opens for him a lot, I thought.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Well, Donnell.
Yeah. Donnell Rollins, yeah.
I don't know if him and Donnell are on the outs now, I would think. I don't think so.
No, Donnell was on one of the Radio City shows.
Donnell one of the Radio
a couple
City
of
shows.
Them, yeah.
Oh, good. You mean because of Chappelle's show?
Yeah. But, I mean, that had nothing to do with Donnell or anything. Yeah. That was just him and Neil.
I think they're pretty cool, too.
I don't know.
From what I've heard.
I don't know.
Yeah.
From the,
first interviews he was doing, he sounded pretty salty at Neil.
That was 10 years ago.
The shit Neil was saying. That was a while ago.
Neil has said they're cool, they text every now and then, but they're never going to work together. He said that recently on some podcast that they've passed it up, but they're not going to have a working relationship.
Okay, you know, I heard he was murdering at Radio City.
Chappelle?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
The reviews I was reading was like,
when was he there?
Last
just
week.
Last week,
like
10 days.
They added like they kept adding shows, and he would bring musical acts in, and
I saw
Roots in one night. He had Erykah Badu in one night.
But wouldn't you do that?
Nas
though?
With the orchestra came in and did Stillmatic.
Yeah, and people talk about him like he fell off. Like that's exactly what you want to do. No, you don't want to go to
he
some.
He fall off. He went away.
He just got away from TV.
You know what he did is he weeded out
to do what he wanted to do.
Rick James, bitch. He weeded all those people out.
Right. None remember the Oddballs show, the one show where it was like he stood up there and read a book or whatever.
Well, why would he have done that?
Because he doesn't want those people coming back.
Let's ask why he did that. Let's ask ourselves why he did that, you fucking idiots.
They wouldn't shut up.
And none of those people came to Radio City. So it was great shows. So he's weeded them out.
Took 10 years.
Chappelle didn't fall off because if he fell off, he didn't decline. He just went away.
He just went away from TV.
I saw someone say that about Chris Rock. So Chris Rock hosts the BET Awards.
How do you think he did?
I thought he did great.
I did too.
Yeah. He murdered. I was like, he's murdering.
Well, I'm asking for everybody else. Murdering. Yeah. I thought he did good, Tim.
What you got to say about
what is your problem?
Starting shit?
Aaron slashed me. You sit with the hamster. Get your ass in that room.
Get your ass in that room. Just talk. Just talk.
Talk to the hamster. Talk to her.
He murdered, and then one of the reviews was, Chris Rock returns. I was like, he never left.
Yeah, but that's the way it is now. If you're not visible for like 8 months, people think you just disappeared.
It could be his PR. It could be his people.
I mean, he's been on Broadway. He's doing other things
This was a Huffington Post thing, so you got to take them with a grain of salt.
Right.
Well,
although a writer on there did love Aaron.
One time, this is a couple years ago, Eddie Murphy interview, and I think it was when he was going, what was he going to host? The Academy Awards?
Yeah,
And then he backed out.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, they were like, Eddie Murphy, what did they say? Eddie Murphy, come back. And he was like, come back? He's like, I ain't been nowhere. He was like, last movie I did was Shrek 3. I ain't been nowhere.
Right. It hasn't been that long.
Right. He was like, you're not looking at what I'm doing, but I'm working.
That was nice. What are you talking about? Yeah.
He said, I just got back from the bank. That's what he said. Last movie I did was Shrek 3. I just got back from the bank. That's
what he said. Yeah, it's a comeback from that. My good brink shit now. Have you seen him? Just backed up. Yeah, he's always been in really good shape, though.
It's ridiculous, man. To be that age.
Is he your man crush?
No, not crush.
Got that white girl.
I get. Yeah,
is that what it is?
Have you seen her? She's pure snow.
Yeah, he got a snowflake. He got it for real. Eddie's new girl.
What's she like? Red hair, freckles,
tall, blonde.
Oh, she's blonde.
Right out of L.A.
Have you seen his wife, ex-wife?
Well, she
on the show.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, Is she on the show?
She's on the show. She's Michael Strahan's fiance.
Yeah.
Have you seen her?
You believe that woman's had like five
basketball
babies and she looks amazing?
Oh, she has six. Well, what's the difference?
Or five grown ass kids, too.
Five grown kids?
Yeah. Because their daughter is really good looking.
She's a model.
She looks ridiculous on the show.
Yeah.
But I mean.
What do you mean she looks ridiculous?
Like, she looks good, but she also kind of looks silly. Because she's on that show. She's on Basketball Wives.
She's kind of.
No, she's not on Basketball Wives. She's on Hollywood Exes.
Is that what? Oh,
I don't think that show is as silly.
It's not. Anything that seems like it's going to be like that, I just can't watch.
No,
Prince's wife.
She's crazy.
She's out of her mind.
Like, I think she might have been the crazy one in that
relationship.
That's
why Prince ain't with her. Yeah. That's why Prince ain't with her.
Yeah. Yeah. She broke something in her house.
And yeah, was she like, just threw something
the
over.
Wind. I had to go back and get my purse. Like, everybody knows you're lying. Yeah. Like, you didn't go back. You had your purse on your arm when you walked out. You broke that thing. Yuck, fucking she was crazy.
Mad, she was marching out mad, and she just knocked something off her counter, a glass thing.
So this is my take.
And then kept walking
my
out.
Yeah. Yeah, my take. She was mad because somebody showed up with fur on.
She like, didn't like fur.
Typical L.A.
She couldn't take it. Had to break
self-righteousness.
So she had to go break something in her house.
She had to go leave.
I got to go to my house and break something.
Yeah.
Because I'm so mad that you got a fur jacket on.
She broke her own thing?
No, that's somebody else.
Somebody else.
She broke Nicole Murphy's thing in her house.
Oh, shit. Did Nicole have some fur on?
Oh, she loved
it. No, she didn't.
It wasn't even Nicole's shit.
It wasn't even Nicole's shit.
It was another guest.
Oh, it's all made up for the show.
It is pretty much.
Yeah, someone wrote that.
Somebody, yeah.
They have writers.
You think they're that good of actors?
I wouldn't allow myself to be portrayed as...
Well, they've got a racist. They've got R. Kelly's ex-wife.
They need
one. I mean, that show has everything.
They need one. That's what I'm saying. They put the shows together like that.
Yeah.
So you can go, that's the crazy.
Well, I like R. Kelly's ex-wife on that show, but her whole thing, like the first season she was on, and she was like, her whole thing was like, he kept me in the background. I couldn't dance like I wanted to dance. She's a dancer. She like choreographed the shows. And I wanted to be a dancer. I'm like, that's your problem with R. Kelly? Because he wouldn't let you flourish as a dancer?
Right.
Let me ask you a question, dancer girl. Do you pee on R. Kelly every now and then?
Did you get peed on?
Do you do that?
Do you like
She was too old.
She was good for the pee? She was cool with the pee. What? No?
I've had that discussion with people.
It shamed me with the eyes.
When that book came out, everybody was like, I can't believe R. Kelly was driving around. I'm so through with R. Kelly. And I kept asking people, this guy wrote an article, and it finally came
out. Oh, yeah. I've read that.
And everybody was like, I can't believe where he was driving around schools looking for young girls.
Well,
you're
right,
like
outside
that.
Junior high schools.
Who wrote this book?
It's true. It was like
an article.
A reporter wrote it.
A reporter.
It's a long article.
But how did they know that he was doing that?
Because people tell. People were there.
Because guy did research.
Like, he used to come to my high school and wait outside, give little girls gifts.
He's paid off a lot of young girls.
Yeah, that was the whole point of the article, was that this is not just like one or two things. This is like his whole life.
This is when he got caught. But that's how it usually is. Yeah. Whenever somebody got caught,
the first time
first time
you just develop a taste for this.
It's a local rumor. I heard this. You know,
it's compulsive.
Disgusting. So this dude scratched some surfaces and found people who have been paid off and stuff like that. My point was, everybody was like, "I'm so through with R. Kelly.
I'm not
supporting R. Kelly." I'm like, "Really?" Because there's a video of him peeing on a young girl. You know, that video exists.
It's blurry. You don't
and
know.
Now you're through with it.
That could be R. Kelly's.
Anyone could have a tattoo.
Done with it.
But on the show last week, I don't see you don't watch Hollywood Exes regularly, but somebody one of the girls asked her,
like,
Travis Barker's ex-wife asked her, they were playing Truth or Dare.
Has she ever been? She asked her if she's ever been peed on before?
Yep. On the show. That's what I thought.
And she denied it. She said no.
She just walked away. She was
she
like,
has. She's been peed on. She's been peed on.
She was mad. Like, it was supposed to be a fun game between girlfriends.
Well, I mean, husband and wife.
Some things are sacred.
What's the line?
She's been peed on. If she said no, she would have said no.
Is the line, is it pee, really?
You can't repeat on me.
I would say number two, not number one. That's the line.
That happens.
You know what I mean? I mean, what?
But that's
the only problem.
That's like the R. Kelly defenders. Like, he didn't shit on anybody. Like, come on.
Some lawyers.
Could have been worse. He didn't vomit.
He didn't throw up on him. You know what I mean?
That shit?
He didn't
spill. Why are we in this court?
He ain't squirting blood on him.
Why are we in this court?
What other bodily fluids?
He wiped it
did
up.
Did he not? Yeah, he wiped it up.
That's how I don't understand. I just don't get that about people who are like, gross. Well, like,
and my mom, see, here's the thing. My mom thinks she likes R. Kelly. My mom does, because the station she listens to plays like, but they only play like Happy People and Step in the Name of Love, so she thinks that's what R. Kelly is. She went to go on a cruise to hear R. Kelly. I was like,
no,
can't go, because you don't
want to do it.
You don't know what you're gonna hear.
No, you're gonna get beat up.
No,
stop. That's not funny.
R. Kelly, when he has sex, he has one of his hands in a bowl of warm water.
Just
in case.
But isn't that what R. Kelly maybe needs? Like a bunch of like 65-year-old fans. That would end everything.
I would think
he would be grossed out.
He's not gonna do a whole concert of Step in the Name of Love. He's not gonna do that for a whole concert.
No, and then
he's about halfway.
He gonna go.
That was his apology. His apology albums.
He's gonna be bumping and grinding people.
Yeah. Let me make some adult music.
Not
some
my
adult
mama.
That was him trying to get away.
Could
from
you imagine?
All of
I mean, you don't know my mom, but I'm just like, you remind me of my Jeep. Yeah, I want a friend.
Something like oh, girl, it's the remix. Beep, 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 beep. Now, I'm not trying to be rude.
And then he did that goofy closet thing when there's like 15 episodes.
He's a genius.
Oh, my goodness. He's bringing it back to storytelling.
Trapped in the closet nine. Still in the closet.
Still in the closet. No, he's out of the closet now.
Oh, my God.
Open that door.
Open that
trouble.
Goddamn door out there. Get your ass out this closet.
Trapped in the closet. What year is it? I'm still in here.
Still in the closet.
I can't open the door. Is it locked?
Shit. So you like an Aspire. You having a good time on Aspire?
Yeah, it's fun. I hope we get to do it again. We just finished our second season.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll get renewed.
They don't they don't tell you.
Not yet.
Yeah. They just let you know.
Hopefully.
Well, you could parlay into your own show. Just dump all those girls. Just,
my own show.
Yeah. The Aaron Jackson Experience.
Aaron the Eyes Jackson. Mm-hmm. The Eyes
Aaron
See
Comedy.
You. You say the Eyes See You.
Would you want to do like you. A would you want to do like a comedy show on Aspire, or do you think it'd be worth it? Like straight comedy? Or stand up?
I mean, stand up show. I mean, they already have a stand up show.
The
Unless
one
you're coming into a headline
set. Late night talk show.
Is it?
No, that we should. Or
late night talk show.
Right?
They don't have a woman late night talk show. And then I used to always say that the, which leads us to Last Comic Standing, is that the industry.
Well, Chelsea
needs,
Lately.
She's leaving.
Well, I know, but she had one for you.
She had one. Yeah.
Oh, that was also
Chelsea Lately. Chelsea
she
Handler.
Was also she was also involved with the head of the network at the time when she got the show. So.
So well,
you need to go get at but Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
See what he can do for you. But we used to always say that the industry needs Aaron Jackson. The industry doesn't have – industry is perfect for you. There's no one like you.
Could you tell the industry
see,
that?
Huh?
Could you tell the industry that?
I just think they need to catch up with you. There's no – they want Sherry Shepherd.
But do they want it?
Which I like, don't –
Do you want – That
you're not Sherry Shepherd. You know?
Do I want to success? Yeah,
be successful.
Not successful. I mean, like, okay, there's the. I mean, because there's the line between like the TV stuff and then the stand-up stuff. Like,
well, I think it all. I would love to have some success on television that
right.
would
you can
feed
do more
my stand-up. Yeah, yeah, people would come to
right.
see me
right.
more, and I just think it's all a cycle.
I want that
right.
bad.
Yeah.
I want that too.
Right.
People, I hear people say that I would never want a sitcom. I'm like, yeah, you're fucking
Dude.
Lying.
Then you tour with your sitcom.
Yeah,
you know?
I can do stand up in a second.
Look at Roy Sullivan Wood. And Sons.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all comics.
Have you watched that? Have you watched that show? No, but have you seen them before?
You know, but I like Roy a lot. I think Roy's very funny. You know,
yeah, and he's got all stand ups, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name?
Steve Byrne.
Yeah.
Byrne.
Mm-hmm.
Those other guys.
Those other dudes. Whoever the hell they are. That's what I mean.
Steve Byrne.
Oh, yeah.
Ahmed, who I worked with. Ahmed is on the show, too.
Ahmed.
A good dude. Really good dude.
Yeah, I saw his special. You know? He did a special.
I worked with Ahmed. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
He's a really good dude.
Going to Muslim countries.
So why would you not? Why would you
If your name is Ahmed, you have to be extra nice.
You better be.
You can't be an asshole.
Better be. The minute you raise your voice, motherfucker's like, hey.
Here he goes. Check his shoes.
I knew it.
Hey.
Pull his underwear out.
So how did you guys, both of y'all went and did Last Comic Standing.
One of us at the table advanced further than the others.
Who did it? You did it?
We both did it. Yeah, he did it.
Oh, you didn't even know.
Exactly.
I didn't know.
I know. Well, nobody knew. Who would know?
We talked
Unless
about
I
it.
Ran around and told people.
We talked about it on the podcast.
No, yeah.
You did it this season?
I did, yeah. I went to L.A. What did they do?
Didn't
it
make
a three-day thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I flew out.
I'm like, I didn't see you. Okay, you went. Okay, I remember that round.
Aaron didn't have to do that.
Shut up.
Aaron's on TV.
Aaron's on TV.
Aaron got right to the thing.
Yeah.
Where were you?
You got to have representation to not have to do that shit.
You're rep now, right?
Yeah. Well, some of those,
you're not
I mean,
repped?
I have a manager, but I know I can't get one.
Well, who's managing you? Off mic.
Yeah.
Off mic.
Yeah, I can't get
yeah, off mic. Don't worry about that.
But yeah, I did that round and it was fun. And I met some peoples. And I came right on back to my day job. That day I was leaving, I was like, yeah, y'all ain't gonna see me no more, man. I'm about to fly to this little old LA right quick.
Yeah, you hope, even though you tell yourself no, it's gonna change.
You don't change my life. Don't get
you try not to,
Tim,
but you
chill, relax,
right.
Tim. But when I was flying, I was like, nigga, I'm
up in the clouds.
Deuces.
I ain't got no spouse.
Yeah, I got humbled real quick.
It's about to happen, baby.
Yeah,
but I will say this season has been. I did it once before,
yeah.
And I said I would never do that again. I wouldn't go through it again. This season, I kind of couldn't say no. Like it was by invitation only, and
right.
Wanda Sykes is inviting you. Hell right. yeah, you can't say no.
You had done the thing with right. Wanda.
I did something with her in December.
Yeah, on Oprah's thing. That probably was, talk about that experience. That probably was the best, working with Oprah's shit, because Carmen was like,
classy the whole way.
I talked to Carmen about it. She was like, I can't believe.
It was amazing. I did Wanda Sykes Presents Hilarious.
Okay.
Hilarious is special for female comics.
Right,
Hilarious.
Just so stupid, by the way. I know. I can't believe they do that.
But that's not the point. It was a great production. I was in Harpo.
That was the voice of Randolph Terrence.
Yes. And it was amazingly, everything was well put together. And I got to, it was me, Judy Gold. Yeah. I can't even think. Cheryl Underwood.
Let's just throw out female comics.
But it was just Judy Tenuta.
I know it's Carmen. I know Carmen did it.
Let's say her, like,
Adele
Carmen.
Givens. It was just a really, all on one production. Samora wasn't there.
Samora wasn't there, okay.
No, but it was just amazing.
One queen.
And so, and Lance Crowther was one of the producers. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, is that Pootie Tang?
I don't go by Pootie Tang anymore.
One of the producers of the last comic, too. So it was really nice to be invited. And yeah, one of the writers, I should say, for last comic. So it was just really nice to be invited. And it was, you know, obviously you can see it's very different this year. They're doing more comedy, so it's not just stand-up, it's everything, so give people, you know, the chance to shine, and sketch, improv, they're gonna do, and what's been really cool is they've done these specials that were aside from the actual episodes of the show, giving people
one on now, like a two hour. I see other comics posting stuff. This girl Kendra Cunningham, my friends on Facebook, she's putting stuff up like, hey, I'm gonna be on
she's
this.
Funny yeah she's really yeah. funny mm-hmm. yeah so it's giving people more exposure. If you didn't get a lot of, you know, FaceTime on the show, they're doing all these specials to give you more exposure. So it just hit. And then a week later, another hit. So it's been really good.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, I don't regret doing it.
Did you get any new Twitter followers out of it?
I think I got a couple. Like 23. I think I'm up to 23 new Twitter followers.
23.
Follow me on Twitter. I say stuff.
What's your handle?
EJ the Comic.
EJ the Comic on Twitter. At EJ the Comic.
You follow EJ the Comic. I'm glad that guys like,
as well,
like DC Benny is redeemed on the show. I'm glad about that. I'm glad that Jimmy Schubert was on the show.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they used like Rodman. They used like real comedians. They got a couple of real young kind of kiddie, I shouldn't say kids.
2 years in.
But they bring like young kids in to kind of assuage that demographic. I don't care what they have to talk about. I'm going to be honest. I want to hear somebody who has something to talk about. Sorry.
Yeah. I liked.
Particularly when it comes to stand-up, I want to hear adults talking.
Well, yeah, but that's because you're older.
Exactly.
I enjoy it.
I don't make any qualms or excuses for that. Yeah, you're right. You are exactly right.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm kind of older and I want to hear. So when a guy like Jimmy, who was the very first guy I ever opened for all those years ago, when I saw him, I was like, oh, shit, Jimmy's on.
Right.
Fantastic.
Well, that makes everybody feel like it's more legit.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, now Jimmy didn't make it out of the next round. I think he got off this week.
He got top 10, right?
But that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, he was on and he made it and he showed out and he did what he does. Good. Jimmy's very funny.
What are they at now? They're at eight.
Yeah. Okay. DC's still on.
DC's still on. You know. Rocky Laporte.
Mm-hmm. Rocky Laporte. He's another
out of Chicago.
Another guy. Uh-huh. I never got a chance to open for, but I saw him a lot at San Antonio because he came through.
Right. Let's go back to Aaron's thing right quick. It was Carmen Lynch, right?
Carmen Lynch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure we say her name.
Carmen. Yeah. Who also was on
Hilarious and Last Comic.
She did Last Comic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Carmen's very funny.
I'm kind of a fangirl of hers. I think she's really funny.
She's very funny.
Yeah.
She's very funny.
Hi, Carmen.
Hey, Carmen. Carmen and Little Liz. I call them Carmen and Little Liz, who just was in Ted's Teacher's Lounge.
Oh, his Carmen and web Liz series.
Had a walk-on that. They had
They literally walked by.
Lewis Black lusting after them as they walked by.
What?
It's funny.
Creepy.
You guys want to talk about the Opie and Anthony thing?
Anthony Cumia.
Listen to Open It,
Cumia and Anthony.
Have you done the Black Guy with Tips?
No, I don't know what that is.
Put you in touch with him. That's Rod and Karen.
The what?
It's a husband and wife. They do a podcast called The Black Guy Who
Tips.
They
have a little empire.
It's fantastic. Shout out to Rod. It's fantastic.
Do they do anything else?
They do other
several
shows,
spin-off shows.
But underneath the auspices of The Black Guy Who Tips. Like they do the I was on one. It was review of Game of Thrones.
Review? That
one.
Wow.
Yeah. They come in and they review the next the last episode. Right. Now they're doing
True Blood
reviews.
Wow.
Which I don't think Rod really likes, but he does just be doing it.
Huh.
You know, they bring other people on. They've had a lot of comics on.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Lawrence. They've had Fonte. He's friends with Fonte.
Oh, I love Fonte.
You know, they've had all these people on, you know, so Chris Lambert, you know Chris, mm-hmm. put us in touch with him, and we've all done their show multiple times now. Every time, we pick up listeners. So thank you to all you guys who have come over to ask.
And Twitter followers.
And Twitter followers.
We appreciate
it. So they have a lot of listeners.
That's great. That. Check it out.
Yeah,
I don't listen to enough podcasts.
The Black Guy Who Tips. It's a great podcast.
It's
you
funny.
Love sword. Rod, you love sword news. Anything. He always say he finds this weird, I don't know, people attacking people with swords. He always finds
it's funny. That is a weird kind of a news thing. But it's funny to see like comics that do comedy full time don't listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I don't listen to a lot of comedy at
well,
all.
Well, they go one right. of two ways.
People
they
in offices.
Only listen Meanwhile, to podcasts or they don't listen to podcasts.
Really? Because yeah, I've noticed from people, me, I listen to mostly podcasts. Yeah. Like I listen to a lot of podcasts.
So do I.
Yeah.
When I'm working.
But I know I should listen to more just so I can know what people are.
Yeah, you got your own shit to worry about. Yeah. I mean,
I think
mostly,
people who are bored at work
whining
listen
oh,
to
yeah,
podcasts.
I do.
People in cubicles listen to podcasts.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
So, I mean, if you don't have that, then you just got homework for hours to listen to podcasts.
Yeah. Drowning out coworkers, usually.
But it could be something to listen to in the car besides.
You know, on a road trip or something.
ESPN.
Yeah.
That's really what it's good for. So Rod sent us a thing about... he wanted to hear what we had to say about it, and that's how I found out about it. So, Andy, you want to set it up since you're the white man here?
Hello, everybody. Anthony Cumia is the Anthony from Opie and Anthony. All right, and I guess I would assume people know who he is, but I don't. They're on Sirius. Not a lot of people know him. On the Opie and Anthony show, he is kind of the racist. Well, I mean, when Patrice was on all the time, they would get into a lot of conversations about race, but it would be funny. It would be entertainment, you know. So it was like, oh, well, he's just playing it up, you know, because Patrice would play it up and they would have these back and forth things. But then if you go to his Twitter feed, like especially during the Trayvon Martin thing, he was...
Which, why would you go to his Twitter feed during the Trayvon Martin thing?
Yeah, people would... But here's the other thing. He loves arguing on Twitter. He said that before. He loves to go on Twitter and fuck with people and have these arguments. So he went on Twitter on, was it Tuesday? The 2nd? Or whatever it was, Monday night. And started ranting about how he got attacked by a woman in Times Square who happened to be black.
Black.
I'm pulling up the tweets. Hold on.
Start with the picture, though.
Well, he took a picture. He's a photographer. He had like his camera and he was out in Times Square taking pictures. He took this picture. This was a woman walking under a scaffold. Great shot. I don't know why you would take that picture. And then the woman, basically, according to him, attacked him and said, hey, don't take my picture, and started punching him. This is what he said. She starts punching him, calls him a white motherfucker or something like that. So she's a racist. And then he comes on Twitter later. I'm going to pull up. I got to go in order with this. This fucking article
Tim,
is in reverse
Tim, before
order.
We start, Tim, as a photographer, for those who haven't seen the picture, he said he was just taking pictures.
No.
He didn't say he's taking a picture of her. Look at that picture, Tim. Tell me, as a photographer, what in that picture is he taking a picture of?
No, he has said he's taking a picture of her.
I think before that, people were like, why are you taking a picture of her? Well, he was like, well, I was taking a picture of New York.
He was taking shots of New York like a photographer, like homeless people on the street, cabs driving by, Times Square. It's what photographers
do. Take a picture?
As a photographer, I would say, what kind of camera...
He had like
was
an
he using
MK3 or some shit? It's a big something like MK something. It's
oh,
a big
Canon
camera.
Or Mark III.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would do it.
Okay.
Street shots. I do that all the time.
That close to somebody?
But I'll do it. Well, he may not be that close. It's like a zoom. Yeah. But also, it's like, people have a right to come over and be upset, but I'm kind of in the middle on it.
Okay.
But from what she said, if she's going, white motherfucker and all of that shit, which, do you think she said that shit? Like,
maybe not at first.
I'm pretty sure she did. I'm pretty sure she went out, don't be fucking taking no pictures of me, motherfucker.
Well,
with my...
on what she
why
said.
Did she have to say it like that with her head?
With her head moving.
Why could you, excuse me, what are you photographing? Doing? Are you taking a picture of me? Because I don't.
Well, if you look
that.
If you look at the picture, she's pointing at
why,
him already.
Why, because she's black? Because she's black?
Because she's pointing at him.
You're racist.
Oh, I am.
It's going to be the Opie and Tim show.
I am.
Spot open.
No, but look at it. Look at the picture. She's pointing at him.
Because she doesn't want her picture taken.
That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't want my picture taken.
If you don't want your picture taken, how are you going to walk over to the photographer that's taking your picture? You're going to be like, Or are you going to be like, I'm sorry, sir?
You know, but you know how I would do it.
I know
it.
How you would do it.
I wouldn't be like, you white mother. I wouldn't say that. Right. I wouldn't say that.
I don't know if she did. I would be interested in it.
But he could have perceived anything she did as aggressive.
That's true.
She could have just, I mean, it's just New York. People talk bluntly to each other all the time.
True.
Don't
and
take
we
my
all,
photo picture.
Yeah, and we also know him. Yeah. So he could be saying anything. If Aaron did it, I'm sorry, sir. He would be like, "Don't yell at me! Don't be yelling at me! I ain't no damn."
Here we go. Here comes
the racist. I got a gun. Oh, here we. Oh, well, I can't do this.
He's carrying his gun because he has a New York City permit, which is hard to get. But
is that true?
Yeah, he had a gun on him, and he was like praising himself for not shooting her.
For not shooting.
He was like, "I could have shot her."
What would you shoot her for?
Because she was attacking him. Because she punched him several times.
Yeah. That was the rest of the story.
Here's his first tweet. So I'm taking pics in NYC and a black girl, I don't know why I had to mention that part, who was in frame, punched me in the face. I called her a fucking, and then he, like, the ampersand dollar sign probably means cunt. Because that's what she was. That was the first tweet.
No. Side tote. I hate when people do that on. I put the tweet up about that.
Well, he didn't do that anymore.
You're going to call somebody something? Just call them. Just say what the fuck you were going to say.
Just type the
Be
word.
Man about what you're doing.
Well, at least put C.
I hate when
dollar sign.
I don't like
dollar
that.
Dollar sign, dollar
Just
sign.
Just fucking write the word out because you're making me think it. Jesus Christ.
That doesn't bother me.
His next tweet. Then she punched me 5 more times.
What? I mean,
he kept counting.
See, she's lucky. One.
She really didn't want her bitch to date.
No,
that like,
she might have cases. Like, you don't know what her problem was.
That's like, the I'm other reason this. Why I assume she walked up with a little aggression.
I'm through with these pictures being taken of me and got to swinging.
I've been slapped before.
Was she yelling world star?
You could ask mushed? Politely nice the first time, and then maybe he
I've
said,
never been punched
no,
by
then,
a woman.
But yeah,
but do you just say what was the composition of that shot? Was it pretty? I mean, what was
no.
she? It's not like it was.
But he was trying to. He
that's
said
like a shot you take of somebody that you know that
like a
they have a booger
shot.
And you take it on your cell phone and put it on Instagram. Like that's what that looks like. That doesn't look like.
And she, I think there was a speculation. He even said because I read his Twitter feed for the last 3 days and he's been
I'm
engaging
sorry.
People. He, I'm trying to research. So he said that he thought she was a prostitute, which may mean she doesn't want her picture because who knows where he's going to take that picture and post it. Because she doesn't want to get locked up for anything.
Right.
So he was assuming that. I don't know where he came up with that. But whatever
stop
the reason.
Right there. So assume she. You don't just get locked up as a prostitute for getting your picture taken. What kind of dumb logic is that?
Well, her pimp might be like, look here, bitch. Don't you take. Don't you
now,
go outside
if you took
and
picture,
had these cameras taking your soul away.
I'm not. That's my speculation.
Your soul is supposed to be making me money.
Because why? I mean, if.
But I wouldn't want my. I wouldn't necessarily. If somebody was. If I was walking down the street, I wouldn't want my picture taken by a stranger. If I came to you, I just wouldn't. And I don't have any.
Men don't particularly care. I take the picture. I don't give a fuck.
My brows aren't done. No,
women don't like that.
But no, if you were taking a picture of me, Tim, on random street, I walked over to you and I was like, please don't take a picture of me. Could you get rid of that picture? Would you delete
I would
it?
Definitely delete it.
That's all you got to do.
Okay, that's what, of course, his claim was, and that's the thing, had she done that, he would have deleted it.
Like, let me explain. Like, if you're
hell,
taking,
she might have did that.
If you're taking pictures of New York...
She
that's
like, you
the
gonna
thing.
My picture?
New York?
How about now?
Yeah.
How about now?
And you can show somebody, look, I deleted it. Bam, bam.
Right.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's not, is that the
we're
mean,
not there.
Yeah,
that's the other thing is we're not there.
But is the point but his race is random?
If you're doing landscape shot, if you're taking pictures of New York and she's in the picture, New York will still be there when she leaves. You delete the picture that she's in and then you take
well,
another that's
picture
the problem.
Of someone walking under scaffolding.
Well, you can get
so he
else.
Wanted a subject in the picture. And so he was taking pictures that wanted like stuff going on. Is what his, this is his version, of course. So anyway, the first tweet, I'm taking pics and a black girl punched me. Second tweet, then she punched me 5 more times. She's lucky I was a white legal gun owner or she'd be dead.
I don't even know what that means.
Then 5 blacks started giving me shit.
Black. Whenever you say blacks.
Blacks.
He put that in.
Racism.
He put that in. In
italics.
In italics. Anyway.
Blacks. So it's bold and black.
5 blacks. Yes.
5 blacks.
The New York Knicks
in
showed
quotations,
up.
Quotations, by the way.
The starting 5 for the New York Knicks showed up. And started giving me shit.
Giving me shit.
I was like, Mello, come on.
Aren't you going to L.A.?
I told them to back the fuck off. This is now 1-on-6. This is what he's saying. 5 black guys and her. I told them to back the fuck off. This wasn't their show. The cunt then punched me again. Seems white boys don't hit back. Lucky savage. So that's 3 tweets in. This is,
it just gets worse.
2 minutes later, wish a cop was around, although she said she'd tell them I sexually harassed her. Lying cunt. I hope she gets shot in her ass, fuckface. Ugh.
Next
tweet. 1 minute later. They aren't people. That was the whole tweet.
Next tweet.
Next tweet.
Well, that's freedom of speech at work.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
2 minutes after that, I'm fucking livid.
He's got a gun.
If I was an illegal savage, I'd have shot her. The IR violence in her, I guess that's a typo. The IR violence in her was so predictable. I hope she gets killed. It's a jungle out there, out in our cities after midnight. Jungle. Violent savages own the streets. They all came to defend this pig. I had to yell like at dogs. Savage, violent animal
not
fucks
human.
Prey on white people. Easy white targets. People. This cunt has no clue how lucky she was. She belted me 10 times. I had a gun. Someone tweeted, what, for no reason? His reply, I was white.
Did he hit her 10 times? Did she hit him 10 times?
She doesn't know. He started at 5, now he's up to 10.
How?
Turn around, dude. Keep
going. Why are you standing there getting hit 10 times?
Yeah. It'll be 40 in a minute.
How do you, I mean.
She, bitch, hit me 40 times.
Wait, let me get this on video. What was he trying to do? Let me tweet this.
As a guy that doesn't hit women, who.
He was congratulating himself for not hitting
who has never hit, but has been hit by women. Don't you like defend yourself at some point? Don't you put
hands up?
What if a dude walked over?
You
can
mush her. I'm a guy.
Can you mush a woman
who does hit women? If in this situation,
in that situation,
look, Aaron looks at me. I make no qualms about that.
Yeah,
but there are many things I can do to stop her from attacking.
That's
me.
That's what I'm saying.
There are many things I can do.
I just don't hit women just off principle. But I'm also not gonna get. She whooped his ass.
Get my ass kicked.
She beat the shit out of him.
No, what are you so mad?
In my book,
I'd be mad too.
But yeah, because that's why
he's mad because he got beat up in front of 5 black dudes.
Mad.
And it was like, you get your ass.
That's what he meant by giving him shit. Yo, you gonna punch back? She whooping your ass, dude.
Probably on his side.
It was probably like, yo, you want me to beat her ass for you?
Don't let that bitch do you like this.
Don't let her do you. You know, I saw a fight in these. One of those things they put on your face. You got your ass whooped. It's other people in the video that will tell you, like, yo, don't let her do you like that, man. Don't let her do you like that. God damn. There has to be some level of defense put up.
Yeah,
you can't be just thinking, like, I'm not hitting her back. Whap. You're getting your ass whooped, man.
And then there's 4 more whaps behind that.
Even Jay-Z put his hands up and held her
right.
And did like a thing for Solange, like a leg up for Solange.
I mean, she was in a miniskirt with heels on. How you can't do some head movement and some shit?
You can't fake her out?
He said he was using his arm to like put up a block.
No.
To
she
block
got blocked
her.
By you know Randolph. What? You know what? Shit.
That's typical white guy shit.
Sound like he can't fight.
That right there.
Yeah,
exactly.
A dude like that seems to be a lot of fights.
Nah,
right.
He ain't been in a fight. That's why he carries a gun, because he can't fight.
He's 53 years old, too. So maybe he's a decrepit old man.
So when I get 53, I got to worry about 20-year-old bitches beating my ass on the street?
I mean, I guess.
Come on, man. Dog, you put your hand. First of all, I don't hit women. You can push them away, though. Yeah,
there's a lot of shit you can do.
You can push them away.
A lot of shit you can do.
You can move them out there. You can mush them.
Mush them. That's mush her.
Mush is the first one.
That's the line. That's the mush. The mush is the last thing.
If anything, she knows what a mush means. She's been mushed before. What's the matter?
I just wanted to. I don't know this dude. I need to look him up.
Oh, that's him.
She's
been mushed before.
That's guy.
You know what I mean?
Well, the mush serves two purposes. So, one, it gets her away from you.
Yeah.
But two,
one,
it reminds her how much stronger you are than her.
Put your hand on her face and just mush the fuck out
of her. Right there. That's right. That right there. I wouldn't go that far. I would be like, 2 fingers. Temple,
or temple mush.
Oh, I thought you meant with his gun.
No, 2 fingers.
This one.
Oh, you know,
remember this one?
This?
Remember this one?
Look, where people put dog, the, hey, man. And then you.
The best one was Chappelle's show when, when they was in court. You better wrap that shit up, Nate.
And everybody was, like, ooh. It ain't funny no more. I better wrap that shit up. That part was funny. That was funny. Like, nobody else laughed at it, though. But if you in the know, like, yo, he mushed the shit out of her. For
he mushed her on the side.
you gonna get your ass mushed like that?
You gonna let that
five
happen?
Five dudes line up around her. You gonna let that dude mush you like that? You know he gay, right? He is gay.
Well, here's what Anthony said. The cunt animal kept walking into my arm.
Cunt animal.
I had up as a block. Saying,
that's why she did that.
Saying, don't touch me. She was saying, don't touch me, then would hit me. I hope a homeboy beats her to death.
That's typical.
A homeboy?
Exactly.
That's just funny.
That's funny.
Black boy.
Black boy. Hope a black pimp slash boyfriend.
A white dude from the town she's from.
Right.
Home from the township.
Right.
Her home. Her neighborhood.
From the township.
And then he goes 5 minutes after that. The automatic jump to violence in that community is astounding. No discussion. It's start punching at the least little thing.
That's uncivilized. What it's like in Brooklyn. This is
yeah,
in that community.
Here, that community.
This is where the race is.
Brooklyn.
Uncivilized. Yeah, someone goes, did you hit her back? And he goes, I was fooled by my upbringing. Don't hit a woman. But this was an animal. I should have smashed its face.
You don't hit a woman, but you face. Defend yourself.
You got to defend yourself. You got to defend yourself.
Come on, dude.
And then there's a deep-seated problem with violence in the black community. Try to address it, and you'll be exiled to racistville.
Do you even think it was as bad as he said it was?
No.
Why didn't those five motherfuckers kick your ass?
You got to think about it. All right, it's like 3 in the morning. He's taking pictures in Times Square. It's still people out. It's Times Square. So this girl walks up, starts hitting, and then 5 black guys appear. They just show up. Nobody else.
They weren't with her, so they're not her friend.
No. Yeah. It's just a group of 5 black guys are just walking the earth and happen upon this scene and just start like world starring, like yelling instructions.
Well,
he doesn't
say anything about the guys hitting him, right?
No.
There's such a deep-seated violence in the black community, why didn't these 5 guys stomp the shit out of him?
Well, you got to remember, too, he was angry. So, you know, that comes out.
That's his rant.
So what's the double down that he's done now?
Well, look, he's been addressing. He didn't delete the tweets, he didn't like do that thing that people
so
do.
So Sirius got rid of him. Tweet. They were like, we can't be associated.
So a lot of people were like, you said black people are savages or whatever, and his replies are like, show me where I said that. Cuz his whole thing is I was talking about attackers being savages, and I was talking about this person being an animal, not black people being animals. Here's the thing. It gives cover to it's like Tea Party shit. It gives cover to actual racists who then will tweet at him all kinds of racist shit, and he won't tweet back, hey, don't say that. That's too far. I'm blocking you. He'll just like leave it alone. Mm-hmm. So he's got this thing where he can weasel out. I meant savages in his other context, but he knows what he's doing. And the people who like him are people who hate black people. And he's doing this thing where he's posting videos. He's posting videos of black leaders saying there's a problem with violence in the black community. He's posting like, they can say it, and it's fine. I say it, and I'm a racist. No, you say this uncivilized savage pig should get beaten up by your homeboys. The other shit, he could say there's a problem with violence in the black community if he wants to start that conversation, but that's not what he meant. So,
by the way, she's not the black community.
Right.
She's just a woman who didn't want a picture taken and hit you anywhere between 5 and 10 times, according to these tweets.
Then he tweets, Maxine Waters tweeted, today's the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act. We've made progress. There's still more work to do. And he retweets her and adds, there sure is.
She's talking about you. She ain't talking about the black girl. She's talking about you, dumb.
National Action Post tweeted, 50 years ago today, President Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act in 1964. He retweeted it and added, how's that working out?
Yeah, because now she won't go to prison for hitting a white guy.
For hitting a white guy.
Yeah.
Or get raped by gay
guy. Or allegedly.
By a bunch of...
It's equal white guy hitting for 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's horrible. I can't even believe it.
White guy hitting. That's still funny.
That's so stupid. It's kind of funny. Still funny.
So he got fired.
Equal Sirius white
guy.
Fired
Sirius got rid of him. Toot sweet. Which is not going to affect him. They'll just at some point he'll start up a podcast.
Literally next week he's going to do a podcast.
He'll be back.
When Anthony's contract runs
back,
out,
they're all they all come back.
Racists tend to come back.
When Opie's contract runs out, he'll join right back up with him. Yeah. Opie and Anthony or Opie and Norton. The question I have is, I've seen this a lot, like on Rod's Facebook feed, Blackout Tips. On his Facebook feed, he had a lot of comics chiming in defending him, and the defense seems to be, well, he was good to a lot of comics. That seems to be the defense.
Well, the show was good to a lot of comics.
The comics were good.
He's not alone in that. They had comics on constantly. Patrice is the one because Patrice is the black friend now. People are like, Patrice was on the show all the time, and he's black, so there.
And Rod put up a thing where a guy wrote, I don't think Anthony is racist. I'm like, well, that's what you don't think. I do. So
I don't know this guy, I don't ever think that, like I said, I don't know this guy. I don't listen to the show, but I don't think
you automatically think white guys are racist?
No, what I'm saying is ever.
Sorry.
That's never a defense that makes sense. He was nice to this one white person or this one woman. We didn't beat all the slaves. It's never a defense.
Exactly what they're saying.
And they had, Chris Rock has done their show. They've had
black comics on other than Patrice, but Patrice in particular was on a lot, and they would have racial discussions a lot, and mm-hmm. people would call him racist. There's clips of Bill Burr calling him out on being a racist, but they still do the show. But Patrice's whole thing in particular was he put funny over everything. So racist, sexist, violent. Mm-hmm. If it was funny, he didn't care.
Yeah.
So, and Patrice said straight up, I like it when you're open about racism because that means I can talk shit about other races. So Patrice had his own sort of angle on it.
Patrice also said that, I got a lot of white friends and their whiteness bothers me. You know what I mean? Like, right. They're just the racism just bothers me. But I can't be friends with people like that. I can't be Bill Burr, who's married to a black woman, and go on that show knowing that this guy thinks my wife is a savage. I can't do that any more than I could do a show that Louis Farrakhan would have on, knowing my wife, who I love dearly, is white. So I'm not going to sit here and let you just bash the shit out of white. Are you insane? I can't do that. That's stupid.
Well,
so
also,
why would I do that?
They may have thought that was couched in the show where he kind of plays up these racial arguments and then they can kind of knock him down. But if you read his Twitter,
this is different.
He goes on Twitter to stir shit up and fuck with people, and he is over the top all the time on Twitter. So he probably was like, oh, this is going to be one of my Twitter rants. And then he took it to this level, and you know, people picked up on it and said, fuck that guy. But he's been doing that shit for years.
For years. He's been openly racist on the show for years. And then they said, well,
so you can say what you want to say, and then people can fire you if they don't want you to say it. And that's life.
That's what J.L. Colvin has had has a lot of measured responses on. He comes at you like a lawyer. So he hits you with very measured things. Like, you can say whatever the fuck you want
to
say.
You have the freedom to say it.
No one's stopping you from saying it.
Say what you want.
You can say what you want, but there's consequences.
Right. Yep.
And occasionally the consequences catch up to you, and you're gone. It's at the end of the day, he's not going to not make money. He's still going to be fine.
He's already set
for life.
When he
starts up with the podcast. And the podcast is going to start
longer
is life?
Right. He doesn't have much time
left. The question is, what do you do? Yeah, well, that's the only way this is going to end, by the way. I keep saying that. They just need to die. These old racists, just die. They're not going to change their minds, so just fucking die.
This is his Twitter picture. It's him like with a giant gun. Like
That's a 50 cal. You can bring a plane down with that kind of gun. What do you need that gun for? By the way, he's a cowardly guy.
Does he live in New York City?
He lives in Jersey.
Outside the city,
He's a cowardly guy. That's why he has all these guns. And he's talked about it. And like a guy like, I remember listening
he's
to once.
Scared.
Louis said, I don't think you're racist, which I always wonder about white people when, because white people have the freedom of being able to say that about other white people. Well, I don't think he's racist.
Do they have the freedom and it be
they
like,
do have the freedom. They have the freedom to decide what's racist and what's not racist. Like, man, that's kind of racist. No, it's not.
Although we don't.
And well,
we
there's have a to lot go, of...
okay.
There's a lot of...
No, we don't. Because if we say we don't like something that's not racist, they will then say
then
to us...
Then it'll kind of be like a...
They will say to us, oh, well, you don't know what you're talking about. Or like...
Or they'll defend it.
What about this other person that you do like?
What about this thing? They have the freedom to say that. Like, a white guy has the freedom to say all black people are savages. But if a black guy says, I mean, we grew up in Texas. We've been mistreated by white people. I've been mistreated horribly by Mexicans.
Maybe
Mexicans
more you
have
than
called
me
nigger right to my face.
Yeah, I've had that.
Many times. I've been treated very badly by racist-ass Mexicans. Now, if I say, you know, all Mexicans are some fucking racist-ass motherfuckers. If I say that.
All of them?
Somebody gets to say that to me. All of them. Mm-hmm. You don't know. You don't speak up. But if a white guy says, well, this one white guy robbed me, so they're savages. People be like, yeah, okay, he had a bad experience. They get to have bad experiences racially. We don't get to have that. We don't get that freedom. We don't get that freedom. And I can only tell you that from my experiences.
I don't know about that.
We don't get to have those freedoms. To say, and by the way, I would never say that. I grew up around Mexicans.
No, but I think we have the freedom to say that.
I think we do.
We just don't have the high profile thing to lose.
Yeah, they don't apply it to us. Because I've heard white people say it all the time. They,
do you think it's
say,
because
all of them are like this? And then you call them out. Are you really saying all of them are like that?
Well, I think also,
just as a group,
do you think it's because do you think it's because it's been said so much?
Yes,
like the
I think it's because
Chicken Little thing.
I think it's because we're seen as a unit, and they're not seen as a unit.
Right.
They're seen as individuals.
But
we're seen as a unit, and we see ourselves as a unit.
We do. We do. Look at this dude. Anytime we see somebody, I used to do a joke about it. Anytime we see somebody on TV, oh, they are embarrassing. We were just talking about that shit. The women, people talk about the housewives and all that shit.
Yeah.
And they go, they're embarrassing women. No, it's just those four ignorant bitches on TV.
I don't buy into that. Growing up, I heard that all the time. Don't be doing that around white people. Don't let, you know what I mean?
Anytime we went somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime we go somewhere,
don't be going up in here.
Yeah. We get the speech. White kids don't get a speech, right?
No, no speeches.
No speech.
Hey, don't go in here and buy everything.
Yeah, we're not seen as we're seen as a unit. We are all on the same team.
Right.
I don't want to be on a team with T-Bone. Well, guess what?
Right.
I tell T-Bone to act right.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I need to go talk to T-Bone.
Yeah.
I don't know T-Bone. He'll kill me faster than he'll kill you.
Quit acting like this. I do joke about that where they ask everybody in the mall, and that happened. I was standing in the mall, and the little brothers were wilding out behind me, and everybody white was looking at me like, come on, Mr. Glasses-wearing black guy.
Let's go. We're waiting on you. Right. You're a teacher. Right?
Get them to be quiet.
Glasses and thuggish.
Get them to be quiet. Come on. I'm like, I want to smack the shit out of you. I don't want to talk to
you. I just was on a plane one time, and there was a kid. He was sitting like diagonally across from me, like a row up, but on the other side of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And he was playing his iPod or whatever without his headphones. Just loud. And
like, he was one of them.
No, just loud. Savage. And everybody, I was just sitting there. I was in the aisle. And everybody was just looking at him and shaking their heads. And right? And I just said, excuse me, son. Could you put your earphones on? And it was fine. Like, I think he was testing, like, to see.
Was he white or black?
He was black.
Yeah, black.
He's black. So nobody said anything. Yeah. He was
somebody
just testing
white had said something
and
to
I
him?
Just said, no, he would have put it on.
Oh, well.
I'm just saying, here's my thing. All a flight attendant had to do was just, but nobody would say anything to him. I, as the only white black person in the thing, all I said was, can you put your headphones on? He put them right in.
I've been the representative. I know you're the representative. I'll handle it.
They're not scared of him beating their ass. They're scared of confrontation, and they're also scared of what he may say. During Benzino got in trouble on a plane recently. Fucking Benzino got trouble. He said
he should know better.
He went
at this stage. He should know how to act on a plane.
But he did the straight up young teenage black kid thing and went straight into you a racist man.
Benzino's like 55. He should know better than that.
He went straight into that shit. It's like no. You got to build up to that. You got to. Yeah. I can't remember what it was. I think he was in first class and somebody said, what are you doing up here?
Yeah.
Well, somebody came up to him and was like, what are you doing up here? And he was like, what? I'm supposed to be you racist.
They were like, you're supposed to be in 2C, sir.
Yeah.
Well, that's the process of elimination is completely different. White people will exhaust all possibilities before acknowledging that someone is a racist.
Right.
He was just angry. Like, even with Anthony, it's like, it's just, you don't say that when you're mad? Like, you know, it's
no.
Just call people savages.
Actually, I don't.
He just wandered dead by, like homeboys to kill her because he was angry, you know. But we'll do that. We'll be like, every other possibility has to be exhausted first before, okay, maybe he's a little racist. And then on the other side, black people will jump to,
what?
That dude's fucking racist.
Well, we see the undertone.
Yeah.
We can read it.
I hear it
in
your
voice,
man.
And it's dog. I do a joke about that. Like, white people saying the N-word, it's not if you say it, it's how you say it.
Yeah.
Eminem can say the N-word, but if he says it the wrong way, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
But if he says it the wrong thing, he does not say it. No.
And I've talked about
that. But if he said, I bet he's tried to say it. I bet he's practiced saying it.
I bet he hasn't.
I'm talking about like battle rapping in Detroit.
I bet he hasn't.
Underground.
That's why he's Eminem.
I've talked about that. A lot of white guys who did grow up around black people don't say nigga.
They know.
They don't.
They just don't.
It's a generational thing,
too.
They
don't.
Because a lot of people now do.
A lot of white dudes now,
like 18
years
old.
It also depends on, did you come to my house and were you around my parents? Because if you were around my parents, you wouldn't.
But you don't say a lot of shit around parents.
No, but
you don't say,
it's a different vibe because you
being
think
around
of,
them, you think of
you
them.
Think of, I can't do this because of you know, Mr. and Mrs. Miller. I can't. I'm not.
Well, when I was growing up, which was
Mr.
a
Mrs.
different
Miller.
Era, it wasn't. It was just there was real consequences because there were plenty of black people around my neighborhood, and it was, if you say that word, Tom's gonna kick your ass. Like, it was very specific.
You get beat down.
You're gonna get punched. Whereas now it's like there's all this gray area. Like, I'm quoting and songs and this and that, and Tom doesn't care. You know, like,
and also the lines are blurred as far as like young kids now. Like, racism isn't like black or white. It's like they don't see it that way.
You know what Eminem gets on? People get on him about faggot.
Well, that was then. Yeah, back in the day. They,
well, that's
I've never heard anybody
thing.
Come at him about nigga.
That's a generational thing.
But I've never heard him say it.
Ever.
Yeah. He
what? Hasn't. The N-word? No, not the N-word. No, not no. on nope. not on wax.
And I would be stunned if he did. I'd be stunned. If he was on a song YouTube. And just out of nowhere, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Go on YouTube.
Now, he probably does have some
now,
shit out there.
Now, women, like, you could be, I mean, as a woman, but I've never, you know, been offended of anything he said. Definitely race. Well, he did have that one thing, but it wasn't me that was offended.
What?
Remember he had that one thing with about dating? He had a song where he talked about dating a black girl in high school. Do you remember this? And there was some controversy about it. Like, he dated this one black girl in his life. I'm going to have to... You keep talking.
Was that
the one?
Was that like an early thing that he did? Like yeah. before
his
first
album? Yeah, just keep talking.
Yeah, I remember vaguely something about that.
But it wasn't, yeah, it's always for him. Now he says really gross stuff about women.
About women,
and,
period.
Oh, yeah,
but, right.
Yeah.
About women, period. So it's not specifically going to be about specifically black women. No, it's just about women.
I mean, he talks about killing his white wife.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But at the same time, it's not good.
And his mama.
It's not good.
Yeah.
But in context, yeah.
Well, I think that's the thing,
I think
too.
That's the line. That's it's
context helps. Context makes it matters a lot, too.
It does.
And I think for white people, we can wait for context more. Like, why would you wait? Like, that's the other thing. It's like everything is not racist. What's he supposed to, is Anthony supposed to lynch a guy to make everybody think he's racist?
You know for I mean? For a lot of white people, yes.
Yeah. Like literally anything
need
shy
to see
of that,
never see somebody that.
They'll just say
for it to be racist.
He's just angry or he just had a bad day. Let him be racist today. He had a rough day, you know. So you know, someone broke into his car or whatever.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's like that shit. But like, white people can wait for that. But you're not. Are you supposed to wait for that? So you're supposed to be cool with him until he lynches a guy. You know.
Okay, so this is Eminem. But remember, you're my brother.
No. Start down here. The black and white.
Black and whites.
Yeah.
Black and whites, they sometimes mix. Yeah, there's one sitting in there on the bed. But black girls only want your money because they're dumb chicks. Oh, all right.
It was. I remember this. He had-
so I'm going to say like this. Don't date a black girl. Take it as a diss if you want. But if you don't, I'm going to tell you like this. I surely won't never date a black girl because blacks only want your money. And that shit ain't funny. So I'm going to say, look, honey, why do you do this? You know, you stepped up to me like you're a Brutus. That's a weird line.
Brutus.
Then you try to grab my spinach because it's
said don't
because
do
it's
this.
Green
right.
And that's
you gotta like you gotta
by reference. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta read. Okay,
but it's basically he broke up with a black girl and then got mad.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And
that's all that
though.
Happened. He broke up with a black girl.
No, he said that's what happened.
And he's sensitive about so. But again,
that was his Twitter rant.
But again, it wasn't. It wasn't
right before
it wasn't,
Twitter.
Yeah, before Twitter.
It wasn't this black girl. Fuck her. It was all
black
girls.
Right.
That's where the racism comes in.
Yep.
I don't know if
it's racism.
It's
all black girls.
But never date a black girl. He said, I'll never date a black girl.
Yeah.
But then he said, black girls are dumb chicks. So that's kind of general. But, you know, everybody has their moments that happen. Yeah, that's right. I just remembered that when we were talking. I was like, hey.
Yeah. But Anthony's been having that moment for.
But he didn't call her a nicker.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he could have.
Right.
He didn't go that far.
I wonder how many times he scratched that word out on the pad.
Yeah.
I just want to see that pad. Yeah.
It's going to work.
He had a rhyme where he said, where he set it up to say the N word and didn't and let you think it.
Here's what I'm about to figure. I ain't about to fuck with these niggas. You know, that.
Yeah. Right. Trigger.
No, he said
let me see.
Trigger.
Bigger.
You fuck with these niggas, you want to pull the triggers.
Hey, nah, man, you can't say that.
That's an Anthony.
You don't say it right, man. You don't say it right. I've heard black people say that to other black people before. You don't say that right, man.
I'm about to tell
you don't
Simone.
Say that
I'm about
word
to tell
right.
Simone, dude.
Not N-word.
I'm about to tell Simone.
You know, I'm
about to. And I don't like to tell. I've never been one to tell a comic.
It's not just the N-word for me. It's any. It's a lot of words that I hear people say, and I'm like, yo, can I talk? Can you stop saying shit? I don't like the way you say shit. That's how sensitive I am to words sometimes.
You got to practice your motherfuckers.
Dog, you're...
You
the P word, I can't say, I admit, I can never say the P word right. I'm not good
you
at it.
You can't say pussy right?
Nah. I don't I like how that. I say it, so I don't say it.
I can see that.
I never really say it.
You prefer poontang?
I prefer any other word. I say women.
Lady
parts. I don't say cunt on stage.
I say vagina.
Why
I
would
never
you?
Say that word.
Oh, I was mad at Sarah Palin one time. And I said
never
it.
Say that word.
See, that's not a word I ever heard until
furious.
I started meeting white people like in comedy.
White
I never
say
heard
that
word.
White people say they do. That's a white
I will
guy
tell you, a comic
word.
We all know called me that word once.
And
I know.
And I bet you was being playful about it.
At Wiseacre.
I bet you was being playful about it, too.
You got at him, and he was like, but I call my girlfriend that. But I joke around with it. I don't give a fuck.
I never heard that word until I was at least 24.
See, but that's the thing,
though.
He
came to me and he was like, why would she be mad? I'd call my girlfriend that. I said, are you stupid? I told him that as a
that was
stupid.
I don't
that's
ever you stupid. I don't really wild out on people.
She's not
that
your
day,
girlfriend.
That's not, well, that's
dumb dumb.
That's just a word that you don't. It's just
word.
One of those words that you say that automatically, just like the F word. Some gay people don't like the F word.
Yeah.
So I don't say the F word.
Yeah.
That's why I don't say it. I don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Exactly.
Don't say the fucking words. If you know it hurts people's feelings, don't say the fucking words.
On stage,
it's very
I'm
simple.
My Sarah Palin, I said, I just cunt here.
It's tough to say it on stage.
I was like, all right.
Yeah, I don't.
Can't say that. Yeah. And that's fine. It's not something that I need to say cunt. I'm
right.
not.
Right. Like, you don't need it. You can mute.
I was fucking mad. I was fucking mad.
Yeah.
I was in the moment of the anger. Saying a joke. I remember that because he came to me with it. And I was like, you're dumb, dog. Don't do that.
Right.
Oh, maybe.
That's just a hot button word.
Maybe.
That's a hot button word for
it. And why was I so offended for a word I just learned? But I knew what it meant.
It sounds
it's
bad.
It sounds like a punch.
Because it's so, it's, yeah, it's short and it has two hard consonants at the beginning and the end.
I don't say on stage.
I don't either.
I very rarely even say it in my
I only
private
say it
life.
On stage.
He only says it on stage.
I have a joke.
I very rarely say it in my own life. So what we're saying is we know a guy who says it on stage now as a punchline of a joke. And I'm like, you need to stop saying that because you don't normally say that at
doesn't
all.
Sound right.
It doesn't sound.
It doesn't
right.
sound. That's what I keep
mouth
saying.
At
you
all?
Have to practice saying
you
that
don't know
word.
How to say that word.
There's a certain feeling
stop
that comes
saying.
With it. Stop. You
is
can't
it funny,
say.
Is it a funny joke?
No. It's kind of funny word. Joke. I think we've already. We just said his. You just said his name.
Yeah,
you said his name wrong.
Should I bleep that part out?
You probably should.
I mean, you can if you want.
You can if you want to. But I've told him.
I've told him too.
No, but I'm going on stage right after him and said, "Did y'all when he said that?" Everybody was like, "Yes, we felt." The same thing. Some people can't say the word. Black people too. It's not just white people, but mostly when white people say it.
Yeah, it's
the feelings that people have behind it when white people say it. And some white people can say it.
Yeah, Louis does. You just gotta be righteous. Are you righteous, or are you just
right
saying
way,
the shit to be
he
said?
He don't say it the right.
But he's saying it clinically.
He's saying it in
and
context.
He wants you to know that it's clinically.
He's saying it
it's,
in context.
It's a clinical context.
And it's fine. And I get that.
Thing.
But you got to understand, it's some niggas that don't want white people saying nigga. Period.
Right. Because
they
their
don't
own
want
context.
You to have. Yeah, their own context is yeah. white person say the n word.
I'm
no. She's saying, she wanted the white. Yeah, she wanted the black people. I don't want white people saying that shit at all.
Yeah.
But that don't bother me if they say
I know
what?
I should. I mean, and I'm totally hypocrite because I say it.
But how is that
hypocritical? I don't know.
I mean, maybe we should just not say the word, but that's not going to ever happen
But
either.
Should we not say it?
Should I don't know, nigga.
I like that.
Nigga, I think we paid. That's I think what we paid for it.
I think we've
paid for it many times
you,
over.
What feeling do you have when you hear it?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you feel a little powerless?
I think we paid for it.
I had
it
a comic. I told
over.
Did I tell you about the comic that said it? We had a group party, we were shooting some video, and one comic he went
white guy.
He went of course. I wanted to beat the shit out. We was eating figs. I want to kill
figs?
You.
Figs? That is such an un-N-word thing.
I want to kill you over these figs, man.
We was eating figs.
He was saying it as a...
Was he rhyming figs with
he
something?
He wasn't saying...
Figs and niggas.
That's what I'm saying. This is how... I'm just trying to illustrate how white this party was. They were serving figs.
I've never had that.
Straight up figs at the party. Not Fig Newton.
I was in Rome or
it wasn't
shit.
Wrapped. It wasn't
Sparca.
Wrapped in cookie
Sparcus.
Dough. No, straight up figs. He went on a N-word rant. He just kept saying it, and everybody was kind of doing the
looking at you,
waiting,
looking at me, and I was
checking
just
their
like,
phones.
"Hey, y'all, I'm about to go ahead and get up out of here."
Yeah.
Because I'm about to kill him. I'm about to murder him. He moved to New York though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
they always want you to you're gonna be the one. Like you're gonna be the one uh-huh. to the voice of reason now.
You're gonna be the one I can say it around
like,
you, right?
You know white people, you could say something. Andy does that bit but I always feel like as a black person,
yeah,
when
no.
a white guy starts slipping off, what is it about me that makes you
it's
think I'd be cool?
Testing limits. It's
yeah.
just like it's just like the kid with his iPhone.
It's like a little
whatever.
Kid.
And by
yeah.
the way, I could jump on you and knock dog shit out of you and now
and
I'm
and then
wrong.
Guess what? And yes, exactly.
Now
what
I'm
happens
wrong.
Then? Well, that nigga went crazy.
Yeah.
then I'm really the N-word.
Yeah.
It's not how I meant it. Like it's just it's that
But it's in context, dog.
Is it?
It was not. There was no context.
It was no context. You were just slinging the shit out.
I think there's a thrill in finding out a context where you can say it. That's why a lot of comics will try to figure out a way they can say it in a joke.
And I used to do a joke about that. And that's why I feel like black people don't want white people to say it, because they feel like they're trying to get away with some shit.
Right.
So when I do hear a comic like Carlin or Louis just come with it, it doesn't shame me, because I understand. It's like they're not even. They weren't looking for a context to say it like that. Right. They're not open. They're doing a damn thing. Like this is why, and this is this and this and this and this.
Right.
As opposed to some open micer who's scrabbling around. I gotta figure out a way to say nigger.
Right. I gotta figure it out.
And they say it just like that. By the way, nigger
with the hard R.
Hard R.
Why are you doing that?
Neil Brennan says.
But you don't hear that anymore, do you? How often do you hear comics like that? Like younger comics.
Say the N word?
Yeah.
I don't hear it a lot.
That whole,
okay. I haven't heard it in a while, I should say.
Huh.
It'll perk your attention when you hear it.
There was an era, like 05, 06, where when it seemed like a lot of open micers.
The AIDS era?
When I first started.
Yeah. AIDS. There was a lot of AIDS. Just, the punchline was AIDS.
Certain rooms had more of a harsh vibe to them, like Wiseacres did. But there was a lot of like. I have to push.
Well, everybody
buttons.
At Wiseacres said that word.
Yeah. There was an era where
it
was like.
Yeah.
I'm working on this joke where I say it. Like, you know, that was.
Like, stop working on that joke.
Yeah. It's
ain't going to be funny enough to take away from the
sting.
It's not
going to be funny because you ain't that damn funny.
But that's how they would refer to the joke. It's like, that joke's about your boss. Like, that's.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of that going on.
The N-word joke.
Yeah. And that's how they would say it. And I'm like, no, that's not. You don't even have to say that.
The N-word joke.
No need for that.
Yeah. No, that's a joke about like you
that's
got
the name of the joke.
Yeah, like your car broke down or some shit. That's not even about that.
Yeah. Listen, my car broke down. So my boss, this nigger.
That used to be my joke. Exactly.
What?
My joke used to be just like that.
It's like what, man? What?
Anyway, I was walking my dog. I hate niggers.
I just want to be able to
but
say
then a guy
it.
Like David Cross, I heard him do a bit where he said, someone about to wrap this up, so let me talk about this last thing. So these fucking niggers, and that was the way he did it, the juxtaposition between thing was like, he was like, what if the show just turned into this dark turn right there? That was funny.
Right.
That's
just
funny.
The complete funny. Shift to that, I was like,
context.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But that's the difference between his audience gets that, and like Anthony Cumia can walk up to that line, and his audience is like, "Yeah, get him."
There's
Anthony.
No nuance. There's no art.
Anthony's a racist.
And his audience
that's the difference.
That's okay.
Man. His audience will use that as the opportunity to be racist.
Just, yeah.
David Cross's audience is using that as an opportunity
sardonic,
to
sarcastic. Yeah. Yeah, get it.
To ironically,
ironically,
or sarcastically laugh at racism. But Anthony's audience, they know what he's about, and he knows, and so. There's a symbiotic relationship there, and it's not like, oh, I'm just doing this for the jokes or playing.
This
it
thing
up,
about the comedians going on his show, anytime those comedians go on his show, they help his show. So it's a symbiotic relationship. So it's not like, well, Anthony did all these comedians a favor. Yeah, and those comedians did him a favor by going on that show and being funny on his show.
True.
You know what I mean? We bring Aaron on the show. We're not bringing Aaron on the show because she's not funny or because she's not going to contribute to the show. That'd be stupid.
Right,
we're not stupid, neither is he. So it's a symbiotic thing. Hopefully, she picks up some Twitter followers.
I thought you invited me because I was pretty.
We did invite you. For that.
We wanted you on the podcast because you're pretty.
Yes, in a second. Gotta raise a daughter.
Trying to raise a daughter.
Gotta raise a daughter.
Sheesh.
I think we got to wrap up.
Yeah,
anyway.
We're like hour 27. Right
now. It's time to wrap up. We had a great time. Erin has to go. She has a show tonight. She has to do.
Who's on the show with you?
I do. Jason, and I don't know who.
Jason
else.
Did you request Williams?
No.
Oh, they just put Weems.
That's
legit.
A good lineup.
That's nice.
That's a great lineup.
I wonder who's MCing.
I don't know. I wonder if it's someone I know.
Fill up that hour 20, just two-man show? You can fill that?
You can do that?
Fun.
you do a little improv game?
We sold out. We sold out tonight. A couple tickets left for the...
What?
Eight o'clock showed out.
Ain't no sense. By the time this is over, you're just bragging now.
Yeah, this is
air. I'm excited.
I'll be excited. I'll be hyped, too. Holiday weekend.
Now, let's just... Everybody be quiet. Let's just take a second to sit in our hate.
Shut up.
Man. Okay.
I don't have any. I can't.
Jermaine Fowler's headline in the improv in October.
Is he really?
Yeah. So everybody be quiet. Let's just sit in our hate for
DC
a second.
Comic?
Let's just sit in our hate.
Do you hate that?
He's
I don't know.
He always
he is.
He's
no,
been
Jermaine's
hustling.
Hustler.
He was, what, 18, 19?
Yeah, he's been hustling. Mm-hmm. He's been hustling. And he's funny.
Him, man. Yeah,
and
he'll have. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, good
crowds. And he's got that show he's doing on MTV. He's going to bring clouds in, you know.
Is he?
Guy Code.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. He's on Guy Code, yeah.
Didn't Guy Code, well, Guy, Girl Code, that's the one.
Girl Code was the one that started Guy Code. Then Girl Code.
But there are bigger.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Two girls from there are headlining improv, too. Yeah. Yeah, in a couple of
take two. I'm gonna
yeah. couple of months. No, Jessie no, May's seven. Pretty good. Jessie May's she's a pretty strong comic. I forgot her last name. Paluso.
So give me people your Twitter handle.
spooky ass table.
Before we kill you.
I am EJ the comic on Twitter and Instagram.
So y'all get it, EJ. Y'all get a DJ. And come on back going on? For us on Thursday. I am at that Capital Fringe Fest on the 20th, which is Sunday.
I'm there on the 18th, which is Friday.
I have no idea what you guys
July 18th,
heat, baby. Are talking about.
Capital Fringe Fest.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't get a call for that?
You didn't get a call for that? I didn't get a call. Do you want us to give you 20 seconds to sit in your hate? Give you 20 seconds. Like
I have no hate.
We'd rather have your bookings.
It's a Sunday. I'll be with my little
Trust
girl.
Me, we'd rather have your bookings right about
I'll
now.
Be with my
Ben
little girl.
Baby.
Inside yeah. in the air conditioner.
Trying to raise a daughter. Yeah, we're going to be out in that sun.
Trying to put her little ass to sleep. So you guys go out.
What to
go
do.
Out there. You're going
to
be hating me like, Tim, that motherfucker.
Yeah.
He told me. And they ain't going to laugh either. Go for it.
We're going to talk about her going to We're going to talk about her going to sleep again in a little bit. Because you're going to take control of that. We'll talk about it. All right, people. So come on back on Thursday. We'll be here for you guys. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. As always, we enjoy bringing this to you. We enjoyed having Erin Jackson sitting with us.
Thank you for having me.
EJ the comic. And hopefully when she's back through this way, when she's not off somewhere being a superstar, she can come back and grace our podcast once again.
What?
And if we can get Tim here.
Yeah.
He'll be back on Thursday, though. So come on back, people. We'll be here for you guys. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
That has been... Say your name.
Oh, Erin Jackson.
And we are three guys on, plus one lady, and we are out.
I see people in the crimson blood.